We have found our mission and our moment in a task that does not end. Find them before they strike. Tighter security, instant retaliation, covert operations, and isolated strikes.
W and his daddy's crew declared a war forevermore and swore their unswerving zest would get every terrorist. Right away you could say there was a twist or two. More than a few of the deserving didn't make the list. According to W, to be willing to be killing civilians by the score is okay for us to do. What is a terrorist? On that score they say no more. Everyone in W's administration refused to give an explanation, saying that their hesitation was just a clarification. We needed to be enthused, so we were left confused. Why some guys qualify for the enemy list, while others who are also sons of mothers are missed. What is the gist of the mystery definition causing such a fuss? And why don't those standards apply back to us? Like it's okay for the USA to sack the water supply in Iraq and say goodbye to 500,000 kids who die. While the choice of US News to choose to voice lopsided views, insisting it's a whole different thing when foreigners bring an attack on US soil. Anyway, what we do is in the holy name of oil.
This is the fight of all who believe in pluralism and tolerance. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
W said the salvation of our nation is to scare everyone, everywhere with a course of military force. And all the while, W's smirky smile attempts to exempt his own terrorist tone. And who put W and his daddy's crew up on the throne with the dense arrogance to insist either you're with us or with the terrorists? It's clear as day, the major share of terrorism everywhere is in the pay of you-know-who, so they can get their corporate way. In spite of W's soundbite, it ain't either or, 'cause we did it more. And pluralism is sure not what he's fighting for. W gets sore unless you support perpetual war. There is a great big schism separating war and pluralism. W's real attitude lacks any latitude. His true romance is with dominance. Toe his line or it's a crime. If you dissent, you're gonna get punishment.
They hate our freedoms. Freedom of speech. Our freedom to assemble.
Unable to table his hostility long enough to let his own words agree, W actually defined himself as the enemy. He said they hate our freedoms to assemble and to speak. But who took a leak on our rights to assemble and to speak when they limited who could share the public air in the presidential debates to just the crew of their mates? And who but Gore and W made it a must to just allow the faces of the ones who take the corporate funds to fill the spaces of the public places? It was the Republicrats in the pay of corporate fats. They say they hold in esteem our right to convene, but they demean the democratic dream. They portrayed Ralph Nader as an outside agitator. They had a ban on that man from even being a spectator. They made the call to delete Ralph from a seat in the public hall. They are very short on support of the reality that for free speech to be free, it needs to be heard by you and me. They ignore the principles they say we are fighting for. They would take the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as we know it, put them in a lockbox with no key, into the bottom of the sea, just throw it. W's rage against those who refuse to share the stage is a classic circumstance. It's the pot and the kettle dance. His friends in high places stack the deck and deal aces to W, who gloats after losing the majority of the votes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Before using any military might of his choosing, W just accuses them of starting the fight, or says they might. And Congress gets in a fright and votes W the right to kill who he will, without showing any evidence or even making sense. Here's the situation. W's administration puts people into jail with no possibility of bail. In W's new deal, the right to appeal or even hear the crime of which you're accused and serving time for can be excused, and your rights of privacy can disappear. And if you don't like it, well, you can stick it in your ear. Now we'll see if you and me will go along, stamp our feet and repeat the military song. Like the Germans did in 33. Like the Germans did in 33. Like the Germans did in 33.